Oh, my goodness. I think we might have a phone call here. Let's see if we can bring this up. Billy Bob Next Hour, being good, you're on the air.
Are you out of your mind?
What?
Are you out of your mind?
I don't understand that question. What do you mean?
Well, are you crazy? Like, do you really believe this nonsense that you're talking about, or are you just saying it for fun?
Which nonsense are you talking about? I don't think I
don't know. Maybe the fact that it's God's will for every man to go join the military and kill cowheads.
Ain't it?
No. Are you an idiot?
What do you mean, am I idiot?
That's a pretty simple question. Are you an idiot? I mean, you really think that every single male's, like, duty from God to go and join the military?
How are we supposed to win the war on terror?
What?
How are we supposed to win the war on terror? How are we supposed
to have to do with the war on terror?
What does what have to do?
What does God have to do with the war on terror?
Well, God's the general of the war on terror.
God's the general?
Yeah.
Where's his office? Can I go talk to the general?
It's in heaven.
It's in heaven? So he's commanding a war from heaven?
Yep.
Wow.
I know.
That through Barack Hussein Obama. Wait, what do you call him?
He ain't using.
What do you call Obama?
Barack Osama Homo Bin Laden. That's his full name.
Osama Homo. And you said he was a homo because he doesn't believe in marriage, right? But he's married with two kids, you know. And he has heterosexual sex to get those kids.
Everybody can lie, and we don't know that. His wife was not artificially inseminated. We don't know that.
What are you talking, dude?
We don't know.
Where do you come off with this wild nonsense? Like, who did you get this stuff from?
I'm just using logic, sir. That's all.
I don't know what kind of
logic. I'm just using logic.
Did you go to school to learn this logic?
I read the Bible.
You read the Bible. The Bible is not logical, okay? The first part of the Bible tells you to kill everybody, and then the second part of the Bible tells you to love everybody. So what you, I mean...
No, the second part that tells you to kill people, too.
The rock, take everything and grab it with your right hand. No, it's turn the other cheek.
No, see, this is kind of typical liberal defeat of crap perversion.
I'm not a liberal, and it's liberal, not liberal. Okay, and
no,
I'm
it's a liberal.
I'm actually an independent person who doesn't believe in any of the nonsense. You are just a
so you're a heathen.
Blog who is spouting nonsense.
So
you're going to listen to me with Medford, and you're actually kind of lucky that I had somehow found something that I liked in this station last night. And then turned around, I was like, what is this lunatic talking about? And I felt so compelled to call you and just, I don't know, like, where are you from? How did you get in my city?
Your city? This is God's city, first off, if y'all want me to answer the question, I will, but if y'all won't just go ahead.
Okay, please. No, really, really, I would like to
know. No, that's all right. Y'all just go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. I'm waiting.
No, that's all right. I'm going to talk, and you're going to interrupt me, so y'all just keep talking.
The man wants dead air. I'll give him dead air.
I was born in Jekyll Island, Georgia. God sent me to Boston, Sodomy Central, to save souls, help preborns, and stop people from being gay.
So you're the creature from Jekyll Island.
What?
You're
Jekyll Island,
Jekyll
Georgia.
Island.
Jekyll Island, Georgia.
The creature from Jekyll Island, Georgia, yeah.
Well, I'm God's creature. I was created
God's
by him.
Creature? I guess we're all God's creatures, man, but, I mean, you got to kind
of
rethink.
Well, some of us have been perverted by the devil, and some of us call up radio stations, too. I'm sorry about that. I mean to be rude.
Hey, man, you're doing your thing. I mean, but you really got to rethink your nonsense, because you're spouting a whole lot of hate when you really should be talking about
what. I ain't spouting hate, sir. I don't know how you think I'm
talking about killing cowheads and you know, burning fags or whatever it is that you say. I mean, I didn't say
I love homosexuals.
You're being a bigot in the name of God. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. You're being a bigot in the name of God. And then you say, well, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, and it's up to God. But you're fomenting hatred in the name of God, a God that doesn't talk to people, okay? This isn't the Old Testament. God isn't coming down or burning any bushes or saying, hey, you guys really shouldn't be doing that.
God talks to me.
You need to just wake up and realize that religion is just a tool to control people, and you are being puppeted around like a fool, making a fool of yourself on the radio in the name of some guy that isn't up there waiting on a cloud for you. It's ridiculous. You have to stop, dude. You have to stop.
Can I just ask you one question?
You can have me on your show whenever you'd like.
Can I just ask you one question?
Please.
How much crack cocaine do you shot into your eyeball today?
I shot so much crack cocaine in my eyeball today.
That's kind of what I figured.
I actually am in the Guinness Book of World Records for the most syringes fit around an eye at any one time.
That just don't surprise me, sir.
Crack cocaine into the rug, right there, right in the retina.
That just don't surprise me at all, because y'all are just ranting like a crazy person.
Oh, yeah, man. What do you do on the radio? You're ranting like a crazy person.
I'm just telling the truth here, sir.
The truth? According to who?
According to God.
Yeah, buddy. All right, brother. We're not going to get anywhere in this conversation, but I will. Are you on all the time?
I'm on every week at this time, sir.
Every week at this time? Well, I'll be in touch, brother.
Y'all call up anytime you want.
I will. God bless.
All right. God bless you, son.
Take care.
All right. Well, my goodness, that's the sound of liberal love. that's the sound of tolerance, I guess, is what you call